I thank you, President. First of all, I would like to express to you our congratulations on your presidency of the CD, and would like to reaffirm that my country's delegation supports you fully in your proceedings as president. And allow me now to deliver a statement on behalf of the Arab group. Mr. President, nuclear disarmament is tightly and immediately linked to international peace and security. This is why such disarmament is a top priority for the Arab group, similar to other non-nuclear states. We see that we need to speed up the momentum and ensure that there are concrete measures undertaken to implement the legal obligations of the P5 based on Article 6 of the NPT and the unconditional obligations that have been approved by consensus during the review conferences. In this regard, we have to remind that the negotiating parties over this treaty have managed, even during the Cold War, to reach such obligations based on a deal that obligates nuclear states to do away completely with its nuclear arsenal based on Article 6. On the other hand, the non-nuclear states will not seek to obtain such weapons. The Arab group expresses again its deep concern regarding the attempts by certain nuclear weapon states to reinterpret their own obligations under Article 6, or tying it to certain preconditions that empty out the tenor of such an article, which would lead, by definition, to undermine the spirit and the letter of the treaty itself. Possession of nuclear weapons by the P5, or by five states that are parties to the NPT, is a temporary aspect, and it's not a constant right or situation. This is why the Arab group calls for implementing the accumulated obligations from the review conferences, particularly decision number 2 from the review conference of 1995, as well as the 13 steps issued from the review conference of 2000, in addition to the detailed procedures that have been contained in the action plan contained in the outcome document issued by the review conference of 2010. Mr. President, the Arab group reaffirms that the nuclear weapon states, as they continue to adopt nuclear and military doctrines that allow for the use of nuclear weapons and expanding such use while modernizing their nuclear arsenals and developing new generations thereof, runs counter to the spirit and letter and purposes of the NPT. It also undermines the goals of the NPT and its credibility and threatens its very survival. And it also goes against the principle of negative security assurances to be delivered by nuclear weapon states towards the non-nuclear weapon states by virtue of decisions since 1995 and Security Council resolutions, in addition to the Security Council resolution of the 1990s. And the nuclear doctrines that allow the use of nuclear weapons based on nuclear deterrence and expanded nuclear deterrence should always be within the framework of the NPT. In this regard, the Arab group calls for international legally binding instruments that allow non-nuclear weapon states to afford negative security assurances so that there's no use or threat of use of nuclear weapons by the P5, while also establishing mechanisms that will allow us to achieve progress towards implementing that goal, including the immediate declaration of the non-use of such weapons under any condition and against any party until the complete elimination of those arsenals. The Arab group reaffirms the advisory opinion of the ICJ of 1996 as to the illegality of the use or threat of use of nuclear weapons. Mr. President, in this context, the Arab group affirms that the adoption of the NPT in 2017 as the first universal and indiscriminate instrument in this regard has been a result of the continued worry at the international level with regard to the non-elimination of nuclear arsenals in such a way as to deliver on Article 6 of the NPT. The Arab group insists on the importance of starting negotiation with regard to the disarmament and nuclear disarmament instruments in order to eliminate such arsenals completely and irreversibly and within the framework of an international paradigm that ensures the control and actionability of the measures. There is a state of paralysis with regard to non-proliferation and nuclear disarmament right now. This is why we want a platform for negotiation over such important instruments as a higher goal for the CD. And the Arab group insists that any treaty to prohibit fissile material for the purposes of nuclear weapons must have a universal and non-discriminate aspect and must cover, in terms of scope, the elimination of the stockpiles of those materials in line with the obligations issued from the various and successive review conferences. The Arab group also insists on the importance of accelerating the implementation of the agreements of 2000 and 2010, which hinges on ensuring that there are inspections in stockpiles of fissile materials by the IAEA and reaching arrangements with the said agency without any further delays. And in conclusion, the Arab group reaffirms the importance of the comprehensive ban on nuclear tests within the non-proliferation and disarmament architecture as part of the promotion of efforts to ensure the implementation of such an instrument and making sure it becomes fully